With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. New Social Security rules are presenting barriers and causing major problems for people in many rural communities.
A new requirement that Social Security recipients go online or in person to a field office to access key benefits instead of just making a phone call will be difficult for many people like Veronica Taylor.
It would be the worst thing for me because I can't do the computer.
The 73-year-old can't drive and is mostly housebound in her mountainous and remote West Virginia community.
I don't have a ride to go there because most of my family, I don't have grandkids here. I don't have my daughter's not here. My son is the past.
The requirements go into effect March 31st, intended to streamline processes and combat fraud. I'm Julie Walker.
Heathrow Airport is fully operational today after a closure sparked by an electrical substation fire. However, British officials and airlines warn that severe disruption will last for days as they scramble to relocate planes and crews. Also at SRNnews.com, a top member of the Trump administration says the U.S. has the legal right to deport pro-Hamas student organizer Mohammad Khalil after he committed crimes during anti-Israel demonstrations at Columbia University.
We don't want those elements in our country. So not only have we done it, we're going to continue to do it. And we're going to improve the way we screen people for their visas, by the way. It's amazing some of these people ever got in here to begin with.
Secretary of State Marco Rubio.
Bottom line is, you know, if you told us that these are the things you were going to do when you came to the United States, we should never give you a visa. If this is what you do once you get into the United States on a visa, we're going to revoke your visa or whatever status you have, and we're going to kick you out of the country.
Former KGB officer Oleg Gordievsky has died in England. He was a double agent who helped change the course of the Cold War by covertly passing secrets to Britain for a decade. He was 86 years old. This is SRN News. Religious freedom earns another victory. Here's SRN's Michael Harrington.
This one is in Wisconsin. A Christian teacher has won a settlement with a school district over his refusal to use the preferred pronouns of students living as the opposite sex. Jordan Cernak was fired for rejecting the directive from the Argyle School District. Now he's being paid $20,000 in damages and says, quote, I am grateful that there was some resolution to this matter and will continue to encourage teachers to stand up for their beliefs. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Abortion advocates are complaining it's too difficult for underage girls to get abortions without their parents' knowledge. Since 2022, 11 states have enshrined abortion in their constitutions, but 7 of those states still require girls under the age of 18 to get consent or notify a parent before having an abortion. Pro-life advocates point out that children under the age of 18 have to get parental permission for a wide range of activities, most of them much less grave than abortion. This is SRN News. The Trump administration is threatening to withhold or redirect federal funding to New York's mass transit system.
That could happen if the administration doesn't receive documentation of the steps taken to address crime and create a safe environment for riders and workers. While New York transit officials contend statistics show crime is down, U.S. Transportation Secretary Sean P. Duffy says there have been a number of high-profile safety-related incidents occurring on the system. Appearing on Fox, Duffy says subway systems in Chicago and Washington could also face a loss of funding. John Scott reporting.
Supreme Court Justice Amy Coney Barrett has a book coming out in September that her publisher is billing as an invitation for readers to see the Supreme Court through the lens of her experience. Listening to the Law, Reflections of the Court and Constitution will be released September 9th. At 53, Barrett's the youngest member of the court, which she joined in 2020 just weeks after the death of Justice Ruth Bader Ginsburg. She was appointed by President Trump. This is SRN News.